Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Sparky Fiverr, 1250 AM. The Fan, it's 55 past the hour. Time for another Milwaukee Sports Time Out from the Wendy's Studios. And don't forget, when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. After every Bucks win, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small Frosty. No purchase necessary. This offer is only good for 24 hours after win, so act fast and get that free small Frosty at Wendy's. Joining us now is the beat writer for Boston College. He is Trevor Hass. You can follow him on Twitter at Trevor Hass, H-A-S-S. And Trevor, I guess my first question is, were you as stunned and shocked as Packer fans when news came out that Jeff Hafley was no longer going to be the Boston College head coach?
Absolutely. It was a pretty shocking development. So BC kind of had momentum. They beat SMU in a Fenway Bowl a few weeks ago. And it was kind of like, all right, let's take the next step here. Let's build this thing together. It was entering Hafley's fifth year, and they had a lot of continuity on the roster where most of the guys were coming back. They had their quarterback in Thomas Castellanos, the other offensive line, and it was kind of the year to take the next step next year. And then all of a sudden you look up and, whoa, what is this report from Pete Thamel? He's gone. So it was a pretty shocking development to the players. A lot of them tweeted out, like, you know, heartbroken emojis, that kind of stuff, where that was their guy, and now he's gone. So it is what it is.
This Milwaukee Sports Time Out is presented to you by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Bet on all your favorite sports 24-7. Enjoy over 70 self-service kiosks, wall-to-wall TVs, free parking, great food, and a full bar. Bet big, bet bold. Learn more at paysbig.com. Let's talk about schematically as far as what you guys ran at Boston College. I was trying to find as much as I could on YouTube. It looked like a 4-3, then it looked like a 4-2-5. What was kind of the thoughts as far as what he wanted defensively?
Yeah, it was a 4-3 generally. So a lot of the principles that Hafley likes is kind of the defensive line and the secondary working in tandem. I think he's a guy who likes to blitz a lot, likes to get a lot of pressure on the quarterback and kind of wreak havoc that way. And the idea is that, you know, once the defense brings pressure, that the secondary comes in and gets the interception. It didn't necessarily work perfectly, to be honest. There were a lot of games where they got gashed last year, which I know is not what Packers fans want to hear, but games against teams like Louisville and, you know, where it just didn't really go as planned. But there were other games where it did look pretty good in the second half against Florida State. They nearly staged the upset, and the defense looked great in that game. So I think generally he's a guy who likes to, you know, bring pressure, play aggressively, relies on the linebackers a lot. Linebackers generally get a lot of tackles for BC, which is not necessarily a great thing if the guy's getting back past the defensive line. But he's a guy who had some success, but could have been more consistent. So I genuinely was surprised by the hire because he finished 22 and 26 at BC. Like I said, he had some momentum, but it wasn't necessarily like, you know, sparks were flying the whole tenure. They were 3-9 last year, and it was kind of a would he come back kind of situation. So it's pretty impressive to me that he was able to get this job, in my opinion.
It's all about context, right? You know Kyle Shanahan, you know Robert Saleh. They are boys with Matt LaFleur of the Packers, and one thing leads to another, and now you're a defensive coordinator in the National Football League. As far as calling the defensive plays, based on what I saw, it didn't appear that he was calling defensive plays. Was he or wasn't he?
He was not.
See, and to me, that's a big thing for me because as a Packers fan, I don't want somebody coming in here trying to figure this out on the fly. I mean, he was co-defensive coordinator at Ohio State, and now here he had, you know, co-defensive coordinators, but he himself wasn't calling the defense. How much of a say did their coordinators get as far as what they were running versus what he wanted to run?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, I think it was definitely a mix. The coordinator changed a couple times during his tenure, so I think it was kind of a on-the-fly situation where it would depend on who was there at a given time. But he obviously, has some input with his background as a secondary coach. I think that's the main area he would focus in. He would go around to practice to different parts of the field and talk to different coaches, but the secondary is certainly his area of expertise. He's coached guys like, Richard Sherman and Logan Ryan, lots of guys, Jerron Harmon, many, many big names that fans will know. So in terms of like his specialty, if you're looking for that, it's certainly in the secondary. He has a lot of experience there.
Let's talk about the secondary, because that's something that drove Packer fans nuts for the last several years with Joe Barry as the defensive coordinator. Guys playing, 5-10 yards off of a wide receiver, and it's pitch and catch moving down the field. Hell, Baker Mayfield had a perfect passer rating in Lambeau Field. That's when everybody in Green Bay wanted Joe Barry fired unanimously at that point. How do his corners play? How do his safeties play as far as their aggressiveness?
Yeah, they're pretty aggressive. Elijah Jones was a guy, if you want to look back at his film, he's a guy who could be drafted this year. He was a guy who had a really good year last year. I think he kind of was the catalyst for that defense, especially in the secondary. So I think Halfley likes his guys to, be ball hawks and kind of go after the ball. But at the same time, you don't want to be too aggressive. You want to find that balance where, you play back and you wait for your opportunity, then you pounce at the right moment. So as I said previously, to be perfectly honest, the secondary was up and down the past few years. It wasn't necessarily like it was outstanding, but it had its moments where, in 2021, it was the number three pass defense in the country, and they did have some positive strides there, but then they kind of regressed in 2022, and then this year it was a bit of a plateau situation. So I think he likes his guys to be aggressive, but find that balance where it's not too aggressive and kind of the sweet spot there.
I saw a video that was floating around last night on social media from Richard Sherman when he was with the Niners, and he was praising how much he loved playing for Halfley and how prepared Halfley had that secondary. What would you say are the strengths of Jeff Halfley?
I would say his biggest strength is his ability to relate to his players. I think he's an extremely personable guy and very approachable. I think players really think of him as like, a second father figure. He really cares about his players and has deep relationships with them. So obviously that kind of pays more dividends in college generally than the NFL. But I do think it's important in the NFL where if, guys are coming to work and they're putting in time, they want to know that their guy has their back. So I think that's his best strength. And then on the field, I would say, his ability to go for it on fourth down was pretty impressive last year. BC finished with the most fourth down conversion and the highest percentage in the country. Obviously, that's less important as a defensive coordinator, but I do think he has a mastery of fourth down. So that's something to keep an eye on if, the Packers have it on fourth and three or if another team has it on fourth and three and he's kind of defending that. I think he's really good at kind of managing those in-game situations where it's like they need X yards to go and you get really good at stopping teams and, getting it. So I think that's one of his strengths as well.
With the interview I saw on YouTube, I think it was Adam Bredeman, the hour-long interview. He seems like a pretty chill, laid-back guy. What is his personality like on the practice field as far as, is he a yeller and a screamer and a big emotional guy? Is he more of a chilled guy? What does that look like?
I would say he's a guy who just kind of soaks it all in and goes around, from unit to unit, and he's pretty laid back, like you said. Overall, he's very chill and personable and kind of a friendly dude. But he's also like the kind of guy who, if you do something wrong, he will yell at you. He will kind of take it out on you. But he's not a guy who likes to get on his players too much. I would say less than the average coach in that sense. He's not necessarily, ferocious. He's more of like a, we can do this, we can build this thing, we can get it going kind of guy. He's like a, all right, this may have been a step back, but we're a family, we're together, and we're going to build this thing. So he's the kind of guy who, deals with setbacks. They, like I said, they had a 3-9 season last year, and they were able to come back and go 7-6 this year, and that's pretty hard to do. I feel like a lot of, teams would have lost a lot of players from that team, but he really didn't. He got most of those guys back. So I think he's very good at building relationships and just very, very approachable, like I said earlier, and just very kind of the kind of guy who you want to play for because he truly cares about you and he values your opinion.
Let's talk about the Boston College coaching staff. Obviously, he's coming into a situation where Green Bay's coaches are all under contract to 2024 on the defensive side of the ball, or through 2024, I should say. And he obviously can come in, keep everybody. I'm assuming if he wants to come in and make one or two changes, I would assume that Brian Gutekunst and Matt LaFleur would be open to that suggestion as well. Do you think there is a guy or two maybe on that Boston College staff that he would like to have with him?
It's possible. I think that will be interesting to see what happens here because I feel like, Halfley is in the driver's seat now, but I feel like BC also could potentially hire internally. So I think it'll be interesting to see who goes, who stays from that sense. So there is Azar Abdul-Rahim, who just signed a coach, who's now coaching for Maryland. If he could potentially poach him, it's unlikely that Azar would leave if he just, you know, went to Maryland. Let me just look through the coaching staff here. Make sure I get you an accurate
and
answer.
And that guy that you, that coach you brought up, he coached Darnell Savage, Packers safety, who's going to be a free agent when he was at Maryland. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'd say one name to keep an eye on is Vince Ogabasi, the defensive line coach. He's a guy, the defensive line played very well this season. It became, you know, strength after it was a weakness in the past years. So I would say he's a name to keep an eye on. Sean Duggan, co-defensive coordinator and linebackers coach, is another guy who Halfley knows really well and trusts. So I would say those are two names if I had to just look down the list. I honestly probably don't see that happening, but it could. So those are two names I'd keep an eye on.
Awesome. He is Trevor Haas, again, the Boston College beat writer for the Boston Globe. Follow him on Twitter, at Trevor Haas. It's H-A-S-S. And I'm sure if you tweet at him any questions, he'll probably respond to you as well. Trevor, thanks so much for coming on and joining me, man. I really appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.